Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 17th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, in honor of World Emoji Day, Apple has previewed the new emojis coming to iPhones, iPads, and Macs later this year. The new emoji on their way this fall include a ninja, a boomerang, a coin, and many more. You can get a look at these new emoji at the link in the show notes below or as the chapter art for this segment of today's episode. In total, there are 117 new emoji that will be arriving on devices later this year. The update also features 55 gender and skin tone variants, along with new gender-inclusive emojis that can be used as an alternative to genderized versions. These new emoji were approved earlier this year as part of the Emoji 13.0 release by the Unicode Consortium. Today marks the first time that Apple has actually previewed the new emoji designs that will come to Apple users later this fall. Apple generally releases the new emoji characters in an update to iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. For example, new emoji came as part of last year's release of iOS 13.2 and as part of iOS 12.1 in 2018. In general, Apple's strategy is to use these new emoji characters as a way to entice people to update to a new version of iOS that's otherwise pretty focused on security and performance improvements. This year with iOS 14, it will be even easier than usual to find the new emoji. One of the new features in iOS 14 is the ability to search the collection of emoji characters directly from the iPhone keyboard. This feature has been on the Mac for several years, but unfortunately it has not yet made its way to the iPad, even with this year's release of iPadOS 14. Again, you can get a look at these new emoji at the link in the show notes below. In other news, European Union competition regulators are in the early stages of investigating voice assistants, including Apple's Siri and Amazon's Alexa. The competition regulators say that they are reaching out to 400 different companies to research whether there are problems in the market for voice assistants, such as Siri and Alexa, that could lead to antitrust cases. In a statement, the European Competition Commissioner explained that it sends a strong message to companies like Apple and Amazon to know that regulators are watching. This specific investigation was reportedly prompted by the large amounts of data involved in Internet of Things devices, things like smart locks and other smart home accessories. The goal of the probe is to make sure that the market players do not use their control of user data to hurt the overall market competition or to stifle other rivals. But of course, Apple has stringent privacy protections in place for Siri and connected HomeKit devices, so it'll be interesting to see what sort of details this probe uncovers. Furthermore, Apple actually teamed up with Samsung, Amazon, and others earlier this year to work towards an open standard for home security. And Apple is already under formal investigation in Europe over alleged anti-competitive behavior related to Apple Pay and in-app purchase rules for the App Store. But it's important to remember that both of these investigations are still in their very early stages, and we don't expect the results anytime soon. And of course, Apple will likely appeal any potential decisions, so we're years away from anything being settled. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9to5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. People love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in about half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love. This includes drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5Mac daily listeners can also save 10% off all Direct Mail full feature plans. Simply go to directmail.com/9to5 and see how they can help your business grow. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the weekend.
This weekend's best Apple-friendly deals over at 9to5 Toys include AirPods Pro at one of their best prices ever of $215. This is just the second time we've seen them at this price all time, which marks, again, one of the best offers we've ever seen. You can also save on iPad mini today with a $50 discount across the board, including cellular models. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com and linked in the show notes below. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, it's tremendously helpful to us if you subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And if you like the show, please be sure to leave a rating and review to help more people find it. Again, my thanks to Direct Mail for Mac for sponsoring this week's episodes. You can get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9to5. And of course, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.